Quest for Truth, Episode 265.
Quest for Truth, presented by Protectors of the Book and HPN. Now located at life-truth.com, here are your podcast host deputies, Keith Heltzley and Nathan Caldwell.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Keith, and it's time once again for Quest for Truth. Today is our usual day for doing an audio drama, but due to scheduling and other issues, I can't do it this month, so I thought I would dig into our archives of shows. About 5 years ago, this podcast was just getting started, and what I thought at that time would be my flagship podcast was one called Alive and Still Married. It's one that my wife and I did, and it lasted for 30-some-odd episodes, but it became clear that Quest for Truth was taking over as the main flagship podcast that I did. Well, all that to say that about a year ago, I finally got a domain name, life-truth.com, and whenever I migrated all of our old podcasts into it, I didn't migrate but a few of them. Alive and Still Married is one that didn't quite transfer over. There's a couple other stray ones, but nothing really to speak of. And they'll probably not see the light of day anymore. We'll have to see. But anyway, this is just a sample of what we discussed, the feel of our show as it was 5 years ago from this very same week, just after Easter. At that time, we don't discuss it on the snip I'm going to share, but there was a parent that had passed away, and we were had just moved into our house, fondly known as Church House, sometimes known as Critter Castle, for various reasons. But here we are in our kitchen recording studio, so you'll probably hear a noisy refrigerator that I like to kick out off and on at inconvenient moments. And that's all I got to say. This is just our style of conversation. We would sit around the breakfast table and talk about things. So you'll hear some tips, I guess you could call it, on marriage and communication and things like that. I also want to mention that our theme music that we had at that time is an old, old song from the 1930s called Pennies from Heaven. And I found a snippet. It was actually lifted from a movie from the 1930s from Internet Archive, and therefore it's in the public domain, so there's not a huge ordeal with using the song. But I really liked this particular version. The full snippet from InternetArchive.org includes Louis Armstrong, Bing Crosby, but it also Francis Langford, who is the voice of our podcast at that time. Francis Langford was had a long career as a singer with various big band orchestras and lots of movies and things. But I really like the sound of her voice, and that's why I chose her segment of that song. And I thought, you know, Pennies from Heaven would be a good message for a marriage podcast. So this is why I chose that and why you'll hear that. I won't play the full intro or even the full outro, but just to give you an idea of how things were back then.
But first,
hey, I'm Daryl, and I'm here with my wife, Karen.
What's up?
And we're the hosts of the What Are We Even Doing Here podcast, the podcast that seeks to answer the question that we've all asked, what are we even doing here? We cover topics such as marriage, family, life, and living a Christian life in this crazy world. We don't have all the answers, but we know where to look.
Subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on SoundCloud as we seek the kingdom of God and find out what we are even doing here.
Grace and peace.
So here we are in mid-discussion.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
When people change.
Right.
Because in your house, there was a change.
Yeah, and there's always, you know, the age-old complaint, people going to a divorce counselor or so. You're not the same person I married. You've changed. Well, duh, everyone changes.
We all grow in one way or another, whether it's for the good or for the worse.
And just because you're an adult doesn't mean you stop changing. You know, whenever we used to teach, what was it, the youth class and the Altamont Church for that little mm-hmm. time? You know, and some of the people in there who were like, you know, 18 years old, 17 years old, getting ready to graduate. And they're, you know, the future's unsure, you know, and, you know, we're going to be in a few years, you're going to be married, you're going to have a job, or what's going to be your life. And I told them, well, think about, you know, if you're 18 now, where were you at 5 years ago when you were 13? Whenever you were 13, you felt like, you know, you were all that and, you know, top of your game, and you were so cool. But looking back, you're like, dude, I was so dorky. I can't believe I did that or said that or wore those clothes or wore that hair or whatever. And even at age 13, you look back 5 years and you were only, what, 8? You're in grade school. And think about all the changes that have taken place. If you look back in the past 5 years, and so I told him, in 5 years from now, you know, people who are going to college, you're going to be out of college because you will have been out for a year by the time 5 years hits.
Right.
You're going to, if you go into military, if it's only a 4-year enlistment, you're also going to be out. I think it was 6 at the time because they changed it. But the thing is, you know, you're going to be definitely going to be an adult and you're going to have a job somewhere. Or you're going to, you know, be starting a life and a marriage. You know, it may be mysterious to look forward and project that, but you can kind of see the stages in your life, and you know that you're going to not be the same person. You're going to be more grown up, more mature. And, you know, as an adult, somebody who's married, you know, try to say, well, where are we going to be at in 5 years, 10 years? You know, in 10 years from now, I'm sure we'll at least have a kid or maybe more, you know, maybe a whole household, depends on how things work out. If you lose your birth control pills or whatever.
Or your anticipated way of being able to tell doesn't work for 1 month. But the thing of it is we all do change. I mean, I'm not the same person I was when we got married.
Yeah. And going into a marriage, or you always say stuff like, I'm never going to tell my kids because I said so, or whatever. And then you find yourself saying just that, because when you're a kid, it doesn't make sense. Why did my parents tell me because I said so, or whatever? But whenever you are on the other side of that fence, you've changed.
Especially when you get the why.
Yeah, the endless why question. And then as your kids go through stages and grow up as a parent and as a married person and as an adult, you also go through phases.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever, I know there's been a lot of times where I've heard where married couples get married, and I mean, there are some cases where maybe there is an abusive relationship, not at the very beginning, not like whenever it first starts out, because the person who is in that, has that tendency, can hide it very well when they're dating and stuff, but once they get married, then that side of them comes out, that controlling type side comes out of them. Well, that changes the person that they're with to some degree. It can break them down, or it can build, or it can make them fight back, you know.
And I think we talked about it before on a podcast, where before you get married, it's always a good idea to see how your potential mate treats their parents, how they treat their siblings, if they have any, ask their friends about that person, because some of those hidden behaviors could emerge that way.
But
once you're in a marriage, and we were just briefly talking about this before we recorded, is whenever a person's behavior changes, it's partly that person and it's partly their spouse that makes that change. Because if, you know, suddenly the husband's always coming home saying, okay, woman, where's my slippers? Where's my pipe? Where's my dinner? And the wife is going to be, you know,
what are you talking about?
Feeling like she's being walked on, and then she's going to start being all naggy and gripey. And then if the husband keeps going down that road and she keeps going down that road, they're building each other's changes, you know. And either one at any time could say, hey, this is going to have to stop. Because the changes that you see happening is partly you. If you see your spouse, you're not the same person anymore. You have to maybe stop and say, well, what have I done to make them become that way?
Or maybe it isn't what you've done. Maybe it's just like in a relationship, especially when children come along, the husband no longer feels like he's the most important thing in your life. Or, you know, because the woman being the caregiver and the nurturer that she is with the kids, he may start to feel a little aloof, you know, a little like whatever, like he doesn't count as much, you know, and he might be a little jealous of the kids, well, not really on purpose,
right?
But
you don't
to
get
that
the
point
attention.
Where he doesn't get that attention anymore,
and so then the guy will stay at work longer because, hey, he gets attention and he gets respect from people at work, and he has his place, or maybe he hangs out, you know, with his buddies after work, at, you know, at the sports bar, or out watching the hockey game, or whatever the case may be.
And then there's always we always hope and pray that as a person grows, not only in the relationship with the other person, but hopefully in the relationship to God, you know, that brings about a change too. I mean, you are not the same man that I married. Your temperament is different for the most part. You don't fly off the handle quite as easy.
Nope.
And you are a little more mellow. You're mellow. But by the same token, with your change, I think I've changed to some degree too. Because when we were first married, I've mentioned before, I know one of the very first times that I got mad at you, and I'm yelling at you because I'm like just so upset and you're not saying anything, and I'm getting more and more angry. That brought about a change in me because I realized, well, I don't want to get mad at you for not saying anything. You know,
and you know, some of that's because, you know, you had all this emotional energy even simmering all day, and then it's like I walk in, I was like, whoa, okay,
right. And so, so but it gave me a chance.
I don't want to resonate with that or respond to that. I want to find out what I did wrong, and you know.
And then when you found out, you didn't have much to say. But what I'm saying is that it brought about a change in me, because I found out that when I get mad at you, that if I do happen to get mad at you, which doesn't happen very often, maybe what, 3 or 4 times in our...
I lost track.
But I mean, like, at least 3 or 4 times where I've just really gotten mad at you, and I've chosen to leave or to walk away from the situation, not necessarily leave the house or whatever, but there's been a couple of times where I've chosen to leave the house because I was so upset and I didn't want to say anything or do anything until I had simmered down. And sometimes to protect the other, maybe a child that was with us.
Before they get killed.
Yeah. So, but I mean, to help that child cool down, you know, too.
So, but I mean, I know that I have learned to keep my mouth shut because, and that's something that I've learned from you, because I know that if I don't, and I can come back to you later after I've cooled down, and the steam, as you said, is not there, and I can approach it in a different way so that it's not look what you did. It's more like, this is how I felt. Because it's important that you know how I felt, and it's a me thing, you know. This is the way I felt when this happened.
Right.
And too many times, I think couples start to point fingers at one another, you know.
And I think even Gary Chapman, who wrote the Five Love Languages book, I heard him say in an interview that early on in his marriage, he would say, if you would just change and do what I say, things would be great. Or words to that effect.
Well, I'm so glad you never said that.
But I'm sure everyone feels that way. If that person would just do what I say. But I never was, you know, cared to, if I even thought it, that, you know, that's one of those things where I just didn't want to have to go there and poke with a sharp stick unnecessarily, because that's not what I want to do.
But don't you think you learned some behavior like that, things not what not to do from your parents?
Probably. In fact, I probably learned a lot more than what I can even think about. I mean, that's where people form their ideas of what marriage is all about. And that's why you hear people say, well, if the kind of marriage my parents has is the way marriage is, I don't ever want to get married. And I've heard a lot of people say that. Because that's your main source of knowing what a marriage looks like. And unfortunately, if your parents have had a bad marriage, you don't have much to model it on. And that's why it's good to, you know, pick up a book occasionally from the bookshelf, from the bookstore, and you know, especially the kind of has exercises in it. Try doing this, try doing that, like the 40-day love dare, you know, do it without telling what you're doing and see if they notice, you know, kind of
right.
Thing.
And, you know, you don't even have to do the love dare itself. I mean, just be nice to your spouse.
Be nice.
Be nice, you know, and
share your toys and play well together.
Realize that whenever, you know, that I'm not the same person, you know, your spouse may not be the same person that you married, but neither are you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right. Because again, you know, as one spouse change, both people have a hand in that. Maybe one person has more of a hand than the other, but both people have a hand in that. And maybe their behavior is a reaction to your behavior.
It
may not be,
but at the same point, everybody still changes.
And it's something to consider, you know, in what, you know, you may or may not have done. And maybe there is nothing. You know, maybe if you're the self-conscious kind, maybe you feel like the whole world's on your shoulder. Well, in that case, maybe it's not. You know, you would be your own best judge of that. And of course, we're not professional counselors, and we can't address a specific situation if nobody ever emails us stuff. We haven't had any feedback for a while. We had some in our first couple of shows, but then people quit talking to us.
I don't think they like us anymore.
See, our audience has changed. Not the same audience as they used to be.
I mean, but as kids come along, things change. As kids leave, things change.
As they come back,
things change. And then when you finally run away.
Man, we run away and buy our own church house.
No. Just, you know, keep it in mind that in each stage of your life, things are different. There's a different set of circumstances in your life that can bring about a change in the person.
Because I'm sure I can't do 40 push-ups anymore.
I think you should try.
Four count.
I think you should try.
I used to do them all the time.
I think you should try.
I should probably try. I'm too lazy.
I'll agree with that.
I'll think about doing them. How's that? That's a step
in the direction. How about if I just take you upstairs in the middle of that wide aisle that's up there? You've got lots of room.
Yeah, I used to put my foot up on a chair and do them. Nope, not anymore.
I think you should start doing some push-ups.
Although now it would probably be easier because I have a little more belly hanging down to touch the floor. A little less distance to go up and down. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not the same man I married. You're not that little.
I'm twice the man.
You're twice the man I married, yeah.
Or at least it was 1.5 the man. Yeah.
But then, I'm a little bit more of a woman than you married.
Holy cow.
Not a lot. I haven't changed a whole lot.
Yeah, still have the same dark hair and...
Well, the hair color has changed a little bit here and
dark
there.
Dark brown hair and, yeah. Wrinkles? What's that? What?
I don't have any wrinkles. You can't see them.
Except for your neck, right?
Yeah.
Which Nathan loves to point out. Our son Nathan. Not my co-host Nathan on the Quest for Truth podcast, because he wouldn't know, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, he my son likes to tell me. Yeah, he likes to pick on me.
Yeah,
it's gonna come back to bite him in the butt one of these days.
Yeah,
but that's okay because he's gonna eventually get older.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point of that little bunny trail is you get older and you're not the same person. You get creaky knees and arthritis
and bulger heads
and stuff like that. And so
you still have the same long flowing hair.
I'll down my back or something probably, but my dad would always used to say he feels as young as he ever did, but his body is rebelling on him.
That's the way I feel. I have the mind of a... Well, I can teach preschoolers if that's any idea. Yeah, I have the mind of a juvenile mind, but a but an old creaky body. Although
you're getting less creaky with all your pain injections.
Those pain injections are really working.
Yippee!
Or at least helping.
Well, I think we may have covered all of our discussion topic there because we're starting to wander a little bit.
I'd kind of like to say more on that subject, but at the same time...
Well, we kind of hit it kind of cold. And again, sometimes it's helpful to get some direction. That people have a particular question or a comment in mind to take this discussion further. We can come back to it. Just send us that feedback.
I just really, really, really would hope that if you know of anybody or anything that where people are going through a rough time in their marriage, or if you're going through a rough time in your marriage because you don't feel like you're married to the same person, I think I really hope that you will step back and say,
ooh,
well, how much have I changed? And
you're not married to the same person. It's like having an affair. Who is this person you're having an affair with? Ooh, I just happened to have that spicy thought. Of course, it's probably not the right direction to go with that. But
but if you're having, if there's a change, take a look and at yourself. And maybe it's not so much the person that you're married to that's changed. Maybe it's you.
Maybe they're the same, but you're the one that's changed.
Huh? Or maybe, yeah.
Maybe that husband is still glued to the N64 while you're slaving away.
Unfortunately, I think there are some people that are like that, where it's not good enough anymore.
In that case, the guy does need to get off his butt and change.
And change. And maybe it's a case where your spouse needs to change a little bit more to... But, I mean, it's not for you to say so sometimes. Whenever you start to go through that, talk it out. Talk about how it is that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
not what they're doing to you, or
but how you
but
feel
how you are feeling
when they do a particular thing.
That it's, you know, it may just be me, but this is how I feel, you know. Maybe the I feel statements do, you know, do have an important part. Sometimes I think psychology is a little overrated, but I think sometimes
they have good points.
Right, and with the little kids, I mean, I remember when starting to work with the little kids, hearing, you don't go, if
stop you get doing
little,
that.
You
give
say,
me that. Put that
no.
down.
No, you make me so mad. No, I feel angry. It's when, I feel angry
when you're doing that.
When I see this kind of behavior, and it's not
because if you say you make me mad, then you're giving them control.
Exactly.
Hey, if I do this, I can push this button.
Right, and you don't want to give anybody control.
Don't want to rent space in your head.
At least another, not another a person. You don't want to give them the control over your feelings.
To make you lose control.
Exactly. So, in the same way, you know, I feel, you know, sometimes hurt. Sometimes I feel angry. But it's me getting angry. I'm the one that allows myself to get angry. You know, it's... Those feelings are all part of me. They're not something you do to me.
Just trigger them.
Right. And then when I calm down, and I'll come to that, and I'll say, and you've always responded, you know, in a much better way that-a-way. And I, yeah. You know, and you do tell me you're sorry. A lot easier doing that than... I didn't mean to make you feel, you know, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, you know, I didn't mean to do whatever. And there are times when, like, just between us, like, whenever you get mad at your computer.
No.
And
I can't get mad at my computer because this is a stupid piece of hunk of plastic.
Yes, but then your tone of voice... flows over into the way you talk to me, you know, and I've had to really remind myself at times
until the frustration level dies down.
Right, and I have to remind myself that you're not really mad at me. You're mad at the computer. It's just that your voice is coming out mad at me, you know, or frustrated with me. And I mean to be helpful. But it comes out, you know, in a different way. And so it's not that you're mad at me. It just happens to be the way things are right at that second.
Right. Well, it's the anger is with the, you know, inanimate object. And it just happens that if you're in the vicinity, it just, you know, if you're standing next to an overflowing boiling pot of oatmeal, you're going to get some on you.
So, I mean, keep in mind also that it may not be you that the if they seem to be angry and stuff, that it may not be you. It may be
right
other stuff. So,
yeah.
All that said, I want you to know I do love you, dear.
Yeah, I love you too.
And it's been fun. But we do need to hear some feedback. We really do.
We need it.
We want it.
Yeah, it is important. I mean, we want to try to make this an interactive show, not just us talking,
but
we're still talking to each other. At least you got
that's true.
The people are just eavesdropping on us.
That's true.
We need to close the window or something. Keeping Tom Smith. Yeah.
No, don't.
So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. there'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Are you just watching? You grab the popcorn, plant the family on the couch, and flip on the TV. But have you left your worldview behind? Media comes in all forms, and all of it contains some level of indoctrination. Are You Just Watching? The Entertained Christian's Handbook to Consuming Media with Purpose is a guided journal with worldview-shaping info and lots of guided note pages to help you watch and discuss anything you put before your family's eyes. Purchase it now on Amazon.com. And don't just watch.
The good news is Striving for Eternity would love to come to your church to spend 2 days with your folks teaching them biblical hermeneutics. That's right, the art and science of interpreting scripture. The bad news is somebody attending might be really upset to discover Jeremiah 29:11 should not be their life verse. To learn more, go to strivingforeternity.org to host a Bible interpretation made easy seminar in your area.
Okay, and there we go. And honestly, as requested, if you do have feedback and would like to send a comment regarding Alive and Still Married, if there's enough feedback, I might be able to convince my wife to come out of pod-fated retirement. And maybe we could do this again. I will say that the reason why it pod-fated is because, as convenient as it was to record at breakfast around the kitchen table, it was also prime time for people to call us on the phone and want to talk. And it really cut into a recording time, and we just had to give it up because we just couldn't maintain. And then as life progresses and life changes, things have stirred the pot with scheduling. So anyhow, if you really do want to send some feedback, please do. We have comment forms on the webpage. There's email form on the webpage. There's any number of ways you can follow us on social medias. On Twitter, it's at HPNcast, capital HPNC, lowercase AST. On Facebook, probably Life Truth Page would be a good way to do that. We do have a Facebook group, HPNcast Community. But there we go. Thanks for listening. This is your host, Keith, saying signing off. And tell a friend about us. We'll see you next week.
Visit life-truth.com, the new home for all our Quest for Truth shows. While you're there, subscribe to the shows. Sign up for email notifications. Send an email or leave a voicemail at 401-753-4844. Everything Nathan Caldwell does can be found at Protectors of the Book, facebook.com/protectorsofthebook. Music for the show provided by permission of Kevin Zerbe, zerbinator.wordpress.com. May God richly bless you. If you don't know Jesus, your greatest need is a Savior. Thanks for listening.